With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Apparently, there are behind-the-scenes efforts to bring the Iran war to a close, even as hostilities continue and there are plans for additional U.S. troop deployments to the Middle East.
A source tells AP intermediaries from Pakistan have submitted a 15-point U.S. ceasefire plan to Iran. The person who was briefed on the plan's outline says Israeli officials were taken by surprise. They've been advocating for President Trump to continue the war. The proposal comes as the U.S. military prepares to deploy 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East to supplement some 50,000 troops already there. A pair of Marine Expeditionary Units that will add about 5,000 Marines and thousands of sailors are also being sent. The source says those steps are being framed as Trump maneuvering to give himself max flexibility on his next move. I'm Ben Thomas.
Imagine going without a paycheck for more than a month. It's a reality for TSA officers like Taylor Desert.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government that I would need to go to a food bank to supplement my groceries because I do work a full-time job.
The Homeland Security funding impasse in the Senate is keeping airport screeners from getting paid, and Democrats have once again refused to fund DHS. Republicans have drafted a proposal they hope will break the logjam. It's one of the largest gatherings in the conservative movement, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, getting underway today in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine, Texas. Differing views on the Iran war are expected to be aired. Republican Senator Ted Cruz describes the president's decision to take action as exactly right. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures up 376 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 233. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism in the federal government is going to court.
A man who is living as a woman is suing to prevent the Trump administration from barring him and others like him from women's restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, has filed a front of the court brief against the plaintiff saying, quote, "Women deserve privacy, safety, and dignity when they come to work. Our laws and legal system should reflect reality, not deny it." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center. It reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds that 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also reveals that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. This is SRN News. It's court defeat for a social media giant.
A New Mexico jury finds that social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and in violation of state consumer protection law. The jury announced its verdict Tuesday after nearly 7 weeks of trial. State prosecutors had accused Meta of placing profits over safety in violation of the state's Unfair Practices Act. Prosecutors also said the company failed to adequately monitor the platforms for child sexual exploitation. Attorneys for Meta had said the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences, while acknowledging that some bad material gets through its safety net. Keith Peters reporting.
And that fine is a tiny fraction of Meta's $201 billion in revenue in 2025. But the verdict illustrates a growing shift in the public's perception of social media companies and their responsibilities to keep young people safe. More details, SRNNews.com.